T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Him and Brandon coming in together, is they just wreak havoc, especially defensively. And Brandon did a nice job on Adebayo last night. Like, it works. Those two coming in, you get, you know, some athleticism, you get defense. Like, it's a nice combo coming in off the bench, D'Anthony and Brandon Clark. I agree with that.
Yeah. So I like the way that they have it set up now. I think it makes a whole lot of sense to do it this way. And I think what we saw last night is what we're going to see towards the end of the season. I mean, maybe you can switch out Kyle Anderson and Brandon Clark in those. I mean, we're just going to – there, and also there's going to be so many games in so few days that it's just going to naturally kind of mix up. They're not going to have to worry much about guys sitting out.
Let me ask you this, because Jeff talked about this on his show this morning. Are you of the mindset, like, I want to see them compete against the best, so I want to see Steph Curry come in and play against the Grizzlies? Or are you of the mindset, I want him to sit these two games and us get two wins and move up in the standings?
That, I mean, I think if you're the Grizzlies, it depends on what you are.
Yeah.
Are you a casual Grizzlies fan who's more of a basketball fan that wants to watch Steph Curry play on your home TV market? Or are you a hardcore Grizzlies fan who wants to see the team in the playoffs? I think in this instance, you probably want Steph Curry to sit two games.
Yeah, because, well, for one reason, and Jeff mentioned this too, like, you don't have a full like, if the arena was full, there's 18,000 people in there, I think it's a little bit different. Like, you know, you kind of want to see Steph because you're now as Grizzlies fans, we're at the point, we've got a star we can go see. So that's, you don't worry about that. I think there's probably been years where it's like, well, so-and-so's coming to town, so now you get a chance to go see Ja play every night. So that's awesome in itself. And we'll see Steph a ton. Like, as long as he's a Warrior, you know, he's going to keep coming back to Memphis multiple times every single year. I'm with you. I want to move up in the standings. I want two.
You got a chance to pass the Warriors.
Exactly. I want two easy wins. I want him to sit both games. I want they can rest Draymond one of those games. Like, I want everybody out for the Warriors. I don't care.
Yeah, I think that's the right call. We didn't get to the Ja quote.
Well, we got it here. Yeah, you
want it? We got it right here. But let me. I think we got to set it up a little bit.
Okay, go ahead.
After he makes that final game-winning layup, he comes back to the bench and he holds his hand up to his ear like a telephone, and then he puts it back down in front of his face and pretends to punch a bunch of numbers on it. And at the time, everybody was like, what is that? What was that all about?
Mm.
And he got asked after the game who was on the phone with him, and then he ended up explaining the entire situation. We got the clip here.
Our fans, my family, my teammates, my coaches, you know, anybody who's, you know, rooting for us was on the other side of that call. You know, we have this thing where we say, you know, call 12. So when in doubt, he got my number. I answered this time. I ain't sent him the voicemail. We got the dub.
Thank you, Ja.
Here we go.
When in doubt, call 12.
You can hear me.
When in doubt, call 12.
When in doubt, call 12. You can hear me
put
laughing.
Put it on a freaking T-shirt.
That was such a good quote that I was laughing in the middle of that. That was the recording from my phone. That's just, I mean, I don't know where he comes up with some of this crap, but it's all great. I mean,
it's all good.
It's all terrific. It makes everything 10 times more fun. I mean, I wrote a whole my whole newsletter today at the Daily Memphian was just a pretend phone call conversation between Memphis and Ja Morant.
And Ja. Because,
I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. So, you know, when in doubt, call 12. The smooth operator, Ja Morant.
Yeah. That was an awesome win last night, man. They slipped up a little bit, and they needed to get back on the right track, and now you got a good little opportunity in front of you. So it was a good win last night.
Yep, it'd be nice to get two more wins and see you move up to ninth. Real quick before we go to the break, has the Grizzlies' window in terms of where you believe they can finish? Chris and I talked about this. Has it narrowed a little bit? It seems like right now at this point during that seven-game winning streak,
yeah.
you're thinking, can get to the seventh
seed.
Yeah,
I see
maybe
where you're going.
It feels like they're now like narrowing in, and they're going to be somewhere between 9 and 11.
I think everyone should feel maybe not ecstatic, but I think getting into the play-in is a great goal, and I think that this team's good enough to win two games in a play-in series. So I think that's a great goal, and I think they've got a really good opportunity to do that this season. So yeah, I think seven seed, maybe that's a little optimistic. They would really, really, and you got to remember they have so many games. We're still not to the point yet where they're gonna rest players some nights. They just are. They play almost every other day. They're going to have so many. They got more back-to-backs than any other team in the league. So they're going to rest guys at some point. It's just going to happen. There's going to be a night where it's like, okay, we're playing. This is a big game. But, and then you're going to see the injury report, and it's like, half the team's out. It's just going to happen at some point. So I think keep it in perspective, and the play-in is a great goal.
Yeah, and you can be – I think it's fair to be optimistic. Like, if something were to happen to one of those teams in front of them, if, Luka were to get hurt,
sure.
Or if the Spurs, their good season
Steph,
doesn't
I mean,
turn around,
Steph hurts his tailbone last night. He's going to miss an important game on Friday. So.
You know, if any of that happens, I think that – I don't want to rule out the fact that the Grizzlies could make a big jump and end up as, like, a solid playoff team, but it just doesn't seem – I think the play-in is kind of where you're shifting your attention to at this point in the year. But big win last night, important win, old school win, 89-85. All right, when we come back, we'll talk to Jeff Calkins. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis.
92.9 ESPN from radio.com.
Memphis and the Mid-South's flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Drivers, start your engines.
The Honda Dream Garage Spring Event, where every vehicle is inspired by Honda's racing spirit, is on now. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get 0% APR on the 2021 Honda Pilot, Passport, or redesigned Ridgeline. This spring, the best addition to your garage is the one that starts in ours. Discover the Honda of your dreams.
See dealer for financing details.
Hey, it's Eli Herskovich with a BetQL Tournament Timeout, brought to you by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. The college basketball tournament officially tips off tomorrow, so let's take a look at one of the opening round matchups. In the Midwest region, Rutgers is a one-point favorite over Clemson. The total is around 126.5, and Clemson is plus 100 on the money line. Even though Rutgers struggled to end the conference portion of its schedule, Rutgers has one of the best defensive teams in the country. It's also one of the most experienced teams in college basketball, despite these players never getting a ticket to the dance before. From a matchup standpoint, Rutgers' perimeter defense should be able to slow down Clemson's offensive attack, considering Clemson relies on the three. The favorite also has a size advantage in this game, which should allow them to control the glass and speed up the pace in transition with one of the better guard combinations in the country. Even with its free throw issues, I'd back Rutgers up to -1.5. This BetQL tournament timeout is brought to you by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Download the app today. Must be 21 years of age or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. For gambling problem support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Mold can be dangerous and lead to serious health issues. Do you suspect mold? Contact Mold Terminator today. Ask about their free assessment. Mold Terminator specializes in certified safe mold removal. Call 877-8855, 877-8855.
So I got to tell you about Xfinity Internet and why there is no better time than now to make the switch to America's best internet experience, because huge news today. WWE Network is now streaming exclusively on Peacock Premium, which is, of course, free to all Xfinity Internet subscribers. subscribers. This means you've got access to every new WWE pay-per-view event, including Fastlane, that's this Sunday, and of course, WrestleMania is next month, as well as all the WWE originals like Steve Austin's Broken Skull Sessions, in-ring replays and commentary, and their massive pay-per-view vault, including all the old WrestleManias, Royal Rumbles, SummerSlams, etc. This is a really incredible value, even for the casual wrestling fan. And again, WWE Network on Peacock, it's free if you're an Xfinity Internet subscriber. And if you're not an Xfinity Internet customer, now is the perfect time to sign up because they're going to help you get the speed you need at a great price. You can choose from a range of fast, reliable speeds to perfectly fit your needs. And you can also enjoy all your favorite apps like Peacock, Netflix, Prime, YouTube, and more all in one place with one of these really cool voice-controlled Flex 4K streaming boxes. That's also included free with Xfinity Internet. Plus, you can stay connected on the go with over 20 million Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. So make that switch today to America's fastest, most reliable internet. That's Xfinity. To get started, call 1-800-XFINITY. Visit Xfinity.com or you can drop it to your local Xfinity store today for more details.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins now and every day around 5 p.m. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Drew Hill filling in for Gary on 92.9 FM ESPN. The NCAA tournament is underway. Mount St. Mary's leads Texas Southern in the first play-in game, 30-20. That is on True TV if you're trying to watch. But now we have Jeff Calkins on the line, my columnist, Daily Memphian columnist. Jeff, are you going to watch any of these play-in games tonight, or what's your plan?
Absolutely. Of course I am. I don't know if you know this. It's been 2 years since we've had an NCAA tournament. And so I'm itching to – now, I was always someone who, when the rest of the world would say that this Thursday was the best day in sports, I would balk at that. I don't think it is. I think it's top five normally, but I don't think it's the best day in sports. But we've missed it. And now, of course, this Thursday is not the best day in sports because we only got the play-in game. And I never got a proper explanation. Do you know why that is? Do you know why they moved it to Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday?
I think it was because of testing reasons that they needed. They had quarantine and testing time stuff. That's
between the end of the conference tournaments and now, basically. That's the time that they needed?
Yeah, I think
okay.
That's what
I could buy that. I could buy that. Jeffrey was trying to explain it to me. I didn't.
I mean, also, I'm sure TV plays a role because
TV plays a role in everything. Right, yeah. But anyway, yeah, I'll watch, and then I'm looking forward to tomorrow. You know, it's a little bittersweet that Memphis isn't in it, but there are local stories. Arkansas is a great story. Tennessee is a great story. Josh Pastner is a great story, but a sad story since he's lost his best player. So I'm intrigued, and I'll be watching.
Yeah, Georgia Tech got a tough draw. Like that,
they got a tough draw to begin with, and then
yeah,
they lose.
I don't want to. I wouldn't want to play Loyola in the first round. They're a really good team.
Right. Yeah, really good team. That was a horrible draw for Josh, and then you lose your best player. So that's really rough. But I'll be rooting for him too.
You know what else I saw? I saw that you got accused of saying that brackets were dumb. On Twitter.
That was you. That
yeah,
was you
I know. Well, I mean, didn't I say dumb. I just said along. Overrated.
Yeah. Someone accused me of saying brackets were dumb and St. Patrick's Day is dumb. And I did say St. Patrick's Day is. I lumped St. Patrick's Day along with Valentine's, New Year's Eve, and Halloween as the holidays that I've wildly overrated. And I understand Halloween is the most controversial of those because some people really love it. But no one really loves Valentine's Day or New Year's Eve, and there are some people who love St. Patrick's Day. But mostly, you know, it's a holiday when everyone just goes drunk and throws up on the sidewalk, and that doesn't have that much appeal to me.
Yeah, but the college kids, that's a little different. I think.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's big for the college kids. But once you get to be, unless you're Irish or something, once you get to be, you know, a grown-up, I don't think St. Patrick's Day means as much. It does for if you have Irish roots. That's a different deal. That's a different deal. Then that's fine. That's celebrating your heritage.
1 year from now, on this Thursday, which people like to call...
Yep.
Well, first of all, actually, before I ask you this, what is the best day in sports, then, of the year, if it's not Thursday?
I mean, honestly, the Super Bowl is a better day than this day. you know.
Yeah.
Super Bowl is a great day. Like, why does all of America watch it? It's a better day.
It's the only one that feels like a holiday, frankly.
Yeah, it's a holiday. I'll just take the Super Bowl off the top. You know, everyone loves it. Everyone watches it. You got the commercials. You got the halftime show. I get it. NCAA tournament's great first day, but it's not done great at the Super Bowl. If it did, more people would watch it than the Super Bowl. Not close to as many as watch it as the Super Bowl.
Some people will scoff at this, but I think Sunday at the Masters is bigger too.
It's a great day. It's a little more niche when Tiger's not doing it, but yeah. There's other great days. Championship Sunday is a great day. When the Super Bowl is set, the week before that is also a great day. It used to be New Year's Day was a great day with the bowl games. Now it's not. They've ruined that. I think the first week of college football, I'll be honest, I probably like the first week of college football more than I like the first day of the Final Four. First day of pro football, I also like that one. You know, opening day used to matter a lot, but doesn't anymore in baseball. I think there's a lot of great sports days. And I think this is one of them, or tomorrow now is one of them. So I'd put it definitely top five, but it doesn't compare to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think Super Bowl is king over everything at this point.
Super Bowl is king over everything. Yep.
1 year from now, I guess on this day, if they go back to starting on Thursday,
yes.
Will Memphis be playing in the NCAA tournament?
I think if I had to guess yes or no. Like, if you made me put money on it, yes or no, I think the safer bet is no.
Really?
Oof.
Yeah. No,
I disagree.
It's a no for two reasons. Really, three reasons. One is, things happen, right? You never know how the season plays out. So, I mean, I haven't made it the last 7 years, so... who's the hell, well, you know, why is next year going to be different? Players get injured. You know, Penny's talking about bad luck, but, you know, A-Lo gets injured. DJ Jeffries gets injured. DeAndre Williams doesn't get eligible. Like, that stuff happens every year, right? So there will be something that happens, and you hope it's not cataclysmic. You hope it's not like, you know, Darius Garland at Vanderbilt once upon a time, and that ruins your season. But the truth of the matter is things happen in a season, and it's why Memphis, even before this stretch, Memphis went to the NCAA tournament about every other year. And so it's a coin flip anyway, okay? Then you put in, okay, who's going to transfer? I don't know the answer to that. And actually, this isn't the least of my worries because I think whoever transfers, just as good players will transfer in. I'm pretty confident about that one. But then the third one and the biggest reason?
The NCAA stuff.
It's the NCAA.
I'm with you.
So if you put in all those factors, if you can tell me that the NCAA stuff is not going to happen between now and the tournament next year, or that if it happens, it will not involve a postseason ban, then I would bet that I would take all the factors and I'd say, yeah, I bet they will. Because I'm pretty confident about the trajectory of the program. But when you throw that in the mix as well, then I think the safest bet is no. Isn't it? Come on.
Yeah. That's a good point that I honestly, again, when you talk about the trajectory of the program and you look at what happened this year, and Penny is right about some of the bad luck stuff. Now, I don't think it's just coincidence that they've had bad luck multiple times. Like, part of this
is on them. This year wasn't a bad luck. This year was not bad
luck. DeAndre Williams in those games in South Dakota, they probably have a resume that's good enough to go to the tournament.
You know, I mean, UConn's missing book night for 6 games or 8 games or whatever that it was. Like, people miss games. Like, that to me is just normal luck. The bad luck season was last season. And even that, is it bad luck or is it like what you might expect when you're recruiting James Wiseman? You know, like, you know, so, but that one I'll crack up as bad luck. That was like this dream season and then a pandemic. Who the hell would have imagined that? So that one I can, but this season was just the normal bumps and bruises of a basketball program. And the truth of the matter is, even though DeAndre Williams was late getting qualified, they still should have made it. They should have made it. They shouldn't have lost to Tulsa twice. I'm bad luck had a part in it, but I don't really buy the bad luck thing for this year. I think the trajectory of the program is right, though. I think it's good. I think Penny has learned a lot. I thought he brought the team together. I thought, you know, I think the defensive in the second half against Houston to just stop them in their tracks, that's not an accident. That's good coaching. And that's a team that plays hard and believes in each other. And there are a lot of really good signs. And then, as I said, like, I don't know which ones are coming back, but I think some of them are. And you do that, and Penny's shown the ability to get transfers. So purely on the merits, I would say yes, they will be in. But then if you throw in, and even there, I'd say 60-40 or something. But then if you throw in the chances of a NCAA issue, I think that swings it to the most likely scenario is no.
Yeah, I would agree. Are you one of those tinfoil hat people that thinks that the NCAA just set up this Michigan State-UCLA game so that they can get people to watch the first four?
No, I don't. I don't. I don't really think it's I guess, and I've listened to Gary talk about this enough that he said they just don't have time to do that, you know.
Right.
Just like they're not – when you see some great second-round matchup, ooh, it's Bobby Knight against his protege or whoever it is, right? It's never that. It's just there's going to be intriguing matchups that are set up if you do this with the number of teams they have and the match, you know, whatever. So, but no, I don't, it's a great opener though. It is fun. Like it's fun to have that.
And you filled out your bracket or no? For 92.
Oh, damn. I haven't yet. I was told yesterday, you told me they were dumb.
You need to do it. Even if they are dumb. Sometimes you just have to do dumb things, you know?
Okay. Right. I'll remember that. Thank you. Good. I was writing a column. I did a column on I wasn't going to because, like, Jarvis has been on local radio. I've heard him on two different radio stations, and then he also on WMC talking about being cancer-free. I was going to do a James Wiseman column today. And then that, of course, you know, James is in the protocol. So I ended up talking to Jarvis, and I have a column that's going up, and so that's what I've been doing instead of filling out the bracket. The lead to the column. Can I read you the lead to the column? It hasn't gone up yet.
Go for it. Sneak peek.
The lead to the column is, and the reason I do this is because it makes me feel like I'm 12. It's about obviously Jarvis and prostate cancer, and it's good. It's got a happy ending. So here you go. Jarvis Greer couldn't pee. And I should tell you that if you don't want to read a column that includes words like pee, not to mention references to Greer's thing, his thingy, and his deal, this may not be the column for you. But it's a happy column. Don't we all need one of those? So if you can make it through a fairly explicit description of having stents pulled out through Greer's you-know-what, then I suggest you hang in there till the upbeat end. We have thing, thingy, deal, and stents being pulled out through his you-know-what. And he could have watched, like he could have watched while they pulled the stents out through his you-know-what. He said they give you a numbing thing, and then they ask if you want to watch. How about that? Are you going to read that column? Would that draw you in? Would that suck you into the column? Or are you putting that column down and saying, this is too much for me?
I'll read the column because I like Jarvis. Because
you're a loyal reader.
I'll read
you're
it.
A loyal reader.
Yeah, I'm a loyal reader, and I like Jarvis, but I mean... Now you've literally been on the show with me, you know, back-to-back weeks. Last week you talked about dog sex, and now you're talking about thingies.
Yeah, but not dog thingies. No, that's not, yeah, but yeah. So, well, it wasn't me. It was Jarvis was talking about thingies.
Yeah, I guess.
Talking about his thingy, you know?
What I like most about Jarvis? I'm serious.
He's so happy
he's
talking
so
about his
happy.
Thingy, though.
That's it. He's, like, well, never was, not yeah. happy. That's
no, and,
my
and
favorite
the nice
thing
is,
about
is
him.
That once upon a time, you might have, like, there was a, like, is Jarvis too happy, right? Is he, but, like, given the world we live in right now, to have that just burst of happiness all the time, like, I said this in my column, like, when you, a lot of times when you recover from cancer, right, when you, whatever, you say, oh, this gives you a fresh appreciation of life. Well, with Jarvis, like, he didn't need, like, he already had the best appreciation of life of anyone I know, you know? He's already bounding through life, appreciating everything. And so He didn't need this. So I will say, though, that I think the fundamental message that Jarvis had, and it's one reason why I decided to write it, even though I've heard him talk about it on different radio shows, is that in this pandemic, one of the things that's happened is that people have not been doing the normal preventative care they do. Ah, heck, that's like even going to see Dr. Mehdi Seggy to get your normal teeth cleaning.
Which I did earlier this week, by the way.
Oh, really? I did a couple weeks ago. But it's also your colonoscopy, your mammogram, your PSA, your pap smear, your, like, all the preventative stuff. They're all the numbers on that are way down because of the pandemic. And vaccinations, too, like other vaccinations, right? Normal childhood pediatric visits. And as we are emerging from this thing, I think it's important. The truth of the matter is I need to get a colonoscopy. I had one. Get one when you turn 50. I had my first one. But it's time to go back to take it up the tail again. And so I need to do it again. And I'd been putting it off because, oh, well, I don't want to do it during a pandemic. But Jarvis went in last August and had his PSA done. And if he hadn't have done that, you know, as he said, it could have taken him out. So that's why I decided to write about it. Anyway, there's a long way of saying that's I have not – I was spending my afternoon – well, I listened to the Memphis football Zoom calls in advance of tomorrow's pro day. And that was entertaining. And then I have some thoughts on those, by the way. There were some revealing things said. And then I've been writing my column on Jarvis.
So you've been a busy guy. Did you watch the Grizzlies game last night?
I did. And
if you call John Morant, will he pick up or will he send you to voicemail?
What? So what number is D'Anthony Melton? I don't do numbers. What number is he?
Oh my gosh, I'm not a good number guy
either. That's a good question. That is a good question.
I mean, like, I get that we got to call 12, but you know who I really would have called last night?
Is D'Anthony Melton.
We had to call D'Anthony Melton. Like, he was picking
up
the phone all night long.
He's
you know
zero.
What I mean? He's what?
He's zero.
He's zero. Yeah.
That's a great number.
I called zero, you know, because he was picking up the phone all night long. I called zero when he stole the ball from Tyler Herro. I called zero when Kyle Anderson missed that shot in the final minute, and he goes up and he gets his 10th rebound, does D'Anthony Melton, and gets fouled, hits two shots to put the Grizzlies ahead. I'm calling D'Anthony Melton. I'm calling him during the 17-0 run, during which he ignited the team at the end of the third quarter. And then in the end, once I've made all those calls, that enabled me to pick up the phone and call Ja for that spectacular winner.
We should call him the operator, D'Anthony.
He's the operator.
Call zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I like operator, but it's too late now. Like, they're going to keep having him being Mr. Do Everything or Do Something or whatever it is. What is it, Mr. Do Something? What
yeah.
do they call it?
Mr. Do Something.
I like the operator better.
It's pretty good.
The operator is a great name for
the operator. It plays off the call thing. It goes with his number. It rolls off the tongue better, and that's what he is. He's just an operator, you know?
Yeah, he does.
I love the operator.
He just gets the team going in the direction that you need.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, he connects everything. That's what the operator does, right?
That's right. Yep, he pulls it all together. Yep,
makes the connection. He pulls it all together like the glue guy. He makes all the connections, yeah.
There is nobody who is a bigger proponent of D'Anthony Melton than Chris Harrington, our colleague, who's on your show every day at 10 o'clock.
Right.
I listen to Chris almost every day, and I read everything that he writes, and I have a podcast with him. And so I hear him talk about D'Anthony all the time and the appreciation for D'Anthony Melton. But somehow I still feel like he doesn't get the appreciation that he probably deserves from the bigger picture.
I think more and more he is. I think people are jumping on a bandwagon. I think last night, honestly, was like a big game in that respect. But I also think that some of it is – because there's not enough people in the arena, there's still a little bit of distance between back in the day, there was a greater appreciation for even the small cult characters of the team, right? Like Hamed Haddadi would have his, you know what I mean? And D'Anthony Melton is much more significant than that. You know, D'Anthony Melton feels more like a James Posey type and the sort of, you know, whatever, and that he does everything. But I do think that because there's this sort of, we're not in the arena, that there's a little bit more. Yeah, everyone loves Ja because he's, you know, you can't miss it. Ja's everywhere, looming over the city and on sides of buildings and everywhere else. But I think maybe all of the smaller things are a little less deeply appreciated because of the emotional distance, because of the physical distance that we have from the team. But I really think this year is setting up for a really fun year next year. You know, I don't just mean they're going to win more games or whatever. I do think they will. But it's a very lovable team. It's lovable the way they like each other. It's lovable their youth and exuberance and all of that. Certainly Ja's lovable. And so I think next year is going to be just a lot of fun. And then I think people will have – will grow more connected to all these players.
If DeAnthony keeps playing the way that he does, do you think Grayson Allen's on the team when they start the season next year?
Operator. I'm like an operator. I don't know. I mean,
feels like they got too many guys in that spot and not enough minutes.
Grayson feels like if you're going to go ahead and rank the – you know, but it's funny. Like, look at the minutes last night. Grayson got more than Desmond Bane or than DeAnthony Melton. DeAnthony Melton, you know, and the plus-minus thing was a little unfair to Grayson to take one plus-minus, but, like, DeAnthony Melton was plus 20 in 23 minutes. Desmond Bane was plus, and then I think Grayson Allen was minus 17, or he was definitely minus. And he would seem to be, when you have that many good wings, he would seem to be the one who is most expendable, but let's just say... I mean, you don't know in the end. Let's just say they make a deal for Bradley Beal, right? I don't believe they will because, as Chris has said, the prerequisite that for that deal is that wherever Bradley Beal goes, he needs to want to go there, right? You don't trade for him unless you know you can sign him to a long-term deal, right? So, and I suspect he won't elect to come to Memphis. But let's just say Bradley Beal, and let's say they want DeAnthony Melton instead of Grayson Allen, right? I probably would, right? And so, well, then you're keeping Grayson Allen. So I think some of them have to go, and I think if you value them, given the contract, given how long you have them under contract, given what they've shown so far of those wings, you would value him less than you would Desmond Bane or DeAnthony Melton. But depending on the deal you make, you may be dealing the other ones. You're going to be dealing, it seems to me, the goal is to deal from depth to get a higher quality impact player. And when you're doing that, you can't just give away the wing that you would prefer to give away. And by the way, let me just say that even though it's a measure of how good this season has been, that even though we're talking about Grayson like this, it's been a really good year for Grayson Allen. You know, Grayson Allen has established himself this year as not as a legit three-point shooter, not just a streaky three-point shooter, a legit three-point shooter and an actual 100% rotation-level player in the NBA, which you didn't know about before this season. So it's been a good year for Grayson, and it's, you know, they just happen to have a lot of wings and a lot of pretty darn good wings. And so in the end, yeah, they'll probably end up dealing some of them in some combination, but you don't know which ones.
You asked this question to Chris on your show this morning, but I don't know if you answered it yourself. Are you team, I hope the other team is missing players so that the Grizzlies have a better chance to win? Or are you team, I want to see Steph Curry play?
Typically, I don't care about me myself. I don't give a flip. Like, I want to see the Grizzlies. I would prefer to see the Grizzlies win. Right? It's not even close. Like, there, I don't care. And if, like, my beloved Buffalo Bills are playing another team, I don't need them to see Tom Brady when they go there. I want them to see, you know, whoever the damn backup is. You know, that's what I want them to see. In the NBA, games mean less, the individual games. So you can, like, I might want to see Steph, right? In the NFL, I'd always rather the star player and the other. I mean, I'm not trying to wish them to be hurt, but if they had a tweaked hamstring and couldn't play that game, I would prefer it invariably, 100%. In the NBA, it's a little different because the games don't mean as much, and so you can say, I'd really like to see Jordan, you know, whatever, and seeing the player means more. I don't care, and I'm generally tend to be. Get the win. I don't need to see him, but I do have sympathy. Like a guy who tweeted me who said he'd spent whatever $270 getting three tickets because his daughter's favorite player is Steph. Well, if Steph's not playing Saturday, then I feel bad for. Like I would like Memphians to be happy and get what they want, and I want that girl to be happy and whatever else. But as for me, give me the weakened team. Thank you very much. How about you all? What do you think?
I think in this instance, and with the Grizzlies with a chance to pass Golden State in the standings, you'd rather not play against their best group.
It's not like when LeBron used to play for the Cavs or the Miami Heat.
There's not that many fans,
and like he would only come here once a year. Like Steph comes here multiple times a year. You're gonna have opportunities to see him again as long as he's a Warrior. Like it's a little bit different.
So you would each like him to miss these games?
Absolutely.
I think so.
I that's how I come down on it. This year to me is a little different though, because I also don't care as much if the Grizzlies, you know, this isn't a win or loss kind of critical year from my perspective. And so if this were a, you know, really tight playoff race in a year where you desperately wanted them to make the playoffs and you knew that was a franchise, well, then I'd feel one way about it. Now I'd be fine. I'll be fine either way. I'll be happy if he ends up playing. I'll be happy. It doesn't sound like he will, does it?
No.
Not tomorrow.
And how fitting is it that James is not going to get to play in FedEx Forum?
Typical. You just knew. Precious is here for us. James is not. No, it's totally bad luck. I'm not going to hold that against James.
I know. It's just weird coincidence, though. No, it's just like so weird.
Wasn't it great to hear Precious talk about his time at Memphis, though? I know it's ridiculous how much we care about those things, that they like us.
He gave me a weird answer, though. I asked him if he talks to James because I'm interested in, I was interested in
him. That's because I think, he said, I'm not going to tell you what the private conversation was. That was just him being a little weird. And then, honestly, there were some issues. Like, I don't know what their particular relationship was. Like, there was a thought.
That's why I asked.
There was a thought that he and James weren't, you know. Precious partly had the year he had because James was gone, you know. So I think it's pretty clear that Precious loves Memphis and that there are players that he loves. And to hear him talk so emotionally about, you know, that he felt like they were playing for him this year in the conference tournament because he never got to do it. Like, that was cool how much he cared about it.
Yeah.
But in terms of his relationship with James, I think that remains a bit of a mystery.
Yeah, well, I asked, and he said he doesn't want to tell me what they talked about, which I respect. And I mean that's their conversation, but I just thought it was a little strange, you know? Because usually, typically the answer is it was just like, oh, hey, how's it going? Like, that whole thing. No, he just was like, not even going to bring up what we talked about, which I thought was a little bit interesting. But, yeah, it was good to hear from him.
Well, the other one that was interesting was Demonte Coxie today when he was talking about why he opted out. He didn't just say, well, you know, I was talking about my friends, my family, or, you know, whatever. He said he was leaving a situation. He said there was a situation. You know, he said, it really crushed me to leave the team. He said, but I had to get away from a situation. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a little interesting.
What's that mean? It felt like that. With Demonte, it felt like something happened, right? And then, of course, he didn't thank the coaching staff in his, so people were drawing. I'm not drawing those connections, but the Demonte thing was interesting. But it was good to hear all of them. It was good to see him. Who was it who said, one of them said that it was like a family reunion having them all back there because they're doing the pro day tomorrow. And you know, to have them, he said, we've done this before. We've been back for, you know, game day. And this is like, tomorrow's our game day and let's go do it. We've taken care of business before. Let's do it again. And it's also nice to think about how many pros this program puts out now. In the last 5 years, I think there's been 5 players taken in the first 3 rounds. And if you go to 5 years before that, there was one. It's just a dramatically different program in terms of the level of talent that is being produced. And it's to the credit of Ryan and obviously Mike Norvell and before that, Justin.
All right, Jeff. Go get your bracket filled out. Do it.
See ya. Bye.
All right, when we come back, we'll discuss a little NFL news. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's the 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis Area Honda Dealers Bracket Challenge Contest, presented by Papa John's Pizza and Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Get signed up now and be the first to make your picks for the tournament.
This year, one local winner with the best bracket will receive $2,000 in prizes, including 50 large Papa John's pizzas, a $500 Visa gift card from Memphis Area Honda, a $500 Amex gift card from Inman Murphy Pest Control, and a $500 Visa gift card from Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Get in at 929ESPN.com.
Jared and his wife needed to get their home sold fast because they needed to relocate for a job opportunity as soon as possible. They talked to Josh Hysaw about his instant cash offer and decided it was the perfect option for them. They got full market value for the home without having to show it or have any open houses. Then they were quickly on their way to their new home and job. That's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Hysaw. Let your story be the next one. Do you want an experienced and effective agent with the best marketing strategy, somebody who can expose your home to the most buyers and negotiate for the most money possible? If so, then Josh Hysaw is the real estate agent for you. The Josh Hysaw team of Keller Williams Realty promises that if your home isn't sold in 45 days, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll just buy it. You pick, and if you want maximum convenience, Josh can even make you an instant cash offer. There are flexible fees, no upfront cost, and if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. If you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. His name is Josh Hysaw. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. 901-461-8147 is the number. That's 461-8147. He's online at joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
What's going on these days at the Fitz? You know, same old, same old. People winning jackpots right and left, then right again, then left again. Just the other day, Megan hit a jackpot for more than $225,000. What? Yep. Then Harold won $24,000 and change, Iris won $10,000, and Kayla won more than $5,800. So if you want to win, get over to the Fitz right now. Like this second, because jackpots are jumping at the Fitz. Luck lives here. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Hey, it's Connor Dunning here to tell you all about the Million Dollar Bracket Challenge presented by Geico. It's totally free to enter, and there is a guaranteed prize of $5,000 for the best bracket. You can sign up today at radio.com/brackets, and if you have a perfect bracket, you'll score $1 million. Tournament time is here, and brackets have been released, so what are you waiting for? $1 million is up for grabs, so register now at radio.com/brackets. It's been so long since we had a tournament, so I know you're excited for your chance to compete and win again. It's the Million Dollar Bracket Challenge presented by Geico, proud partner of March Madness.
I can't believe it.
I know. Three-pointer, almost a full court away, right at the buzzer. Amazing. I've never seen anything like it.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Believe it. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Geico, proud partner of March Madness.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in security.
Need commercial and industrial pressure washing or facility maintenance? 901 Facility Services has years of experience, plus management, construction, and cleaning. They keep systems operating efficiently so you can concentrate on doing business. 901FS.com or 901-317-8210.
I absolutely love my dog, but the constant shedding, not so much. But then I got a Swiffer Sweeper Pet Kit, and it is amazing. These super thick cloths pick up a crazy amount of hair. Just look at all that. And that was from just one swipe. And the best part? Sweeper's so much easier to maneuver than a broom or a vacuum, easily getting around chairs and under the couch. You're right. Now I can focus on you, not your shedding. Swiffer Sweeper Pet Kit. Because shed happens.
If you're a first-time buyer, finding your first real home can feel like this.
Hot property.
Not going to last long.
Multiple offers.
30-year fix.
We need earnest money.
But a realtor has the expertise to strip away all the noise and focus on what really matters to you.
You're going to love this place. Great neighborhood. School is walkable. It even has a huge yard so Henry can practice his penalty kicks.
Finding the right place starts with you and a realtor with the expertise to make sure your voice is the only voice that matters. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Duncan Robinson, one of the NBA's most unlikely success stories, celebrates underdogs from basketball and beyond on his new podcast, The Long Shot. Hear from athletes and others who've proven naysayers wrong. Listen free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your shows.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Welcome back. Drew Hill filling in for Gary on 92.9 FM ESPN. Bennett, we have some NFL news. Tell us about it.
So the NFL released its new TV deal today, and the big stories are that, and I don't know if this is official or not on the Sunday Ticket, but it looks like Sunday Ticket is going to be going to ESPN Plus in 2024. Some other big news: Amazon Prime. You remember they carried the Thursday Night Football game as well as Fox. They've got it exclusively this year. So Amazon Prime is going to have exclusive access to the Thursday Night Football. So if you're not a Prime subscriber, you're going to need to be if you want to watch Thursday Night Football. CBS continues its agreement with the AFC, the noon games that were typically – it'll also be on their Paramount streaming service as well. ESPN, they're going to continue to be the Monday Night Football home. Additionally, ABC has acquired the rights to two Super Bowls along with exclusive regular season games. Fox is going to be still do the game of the week for the NFC, and NBC will still be doing Sunday Night Football. You'll also be able to watch those games on their new streaming service, Peacock.
If Sunday Ticket goes away from DirecTV.
Yeah,
is that really bad news for DirecTV?
Dude, it's awful news for DirecTV. I'm finding this right now.
Because I think I had Sunday Ticket this year, but I had it on the streaming option. And already, like, if you can have a streaming option versus DirecTV, I don't know. I just feel like that's pretty bad news for DirecTV if they don't have Sunday Ticket.
Yeah, so 2024, it looks like that the Sunday Ticket. Does Sunday Ticket have a new home yet? I guess that's still up in there, but there's multiple outlets reporting that it's going to ESPN Plus in 2024. So if that does happen, which multiple people are saying it is, that's a problem for DirecTV. don't you think?
Yeah, I would say so. I'm glad that NBC kept Sunday Night Football.
Yeah,
I
it looks
love
like
this,
all the
waiting all day for Sunday night. I have all that nostalgia. Like, I don't want any of that to change. Like, I'm sad that the SEC is leaving CBS simply because I just want to hear the SEC on CBS theme song
right
every Saturday at 2:30. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. How do you you do Sunday Ticket, right? Because you're a Bears fan.
Yeah, I do Sunday Ticket, but I do the streaming version. I don't do the DirecTV version.
Oh, okay. So is it cheaper than – do you mind if I ask?
Yeah, I think it's cheaper. I shouldn't say I do it. My sister, who just doesn't watch a lot of the NFL, mm-hmm. does it, and then I use that account, a.k.a. I used her student discount.
I gotcha.
For myself.
Yeah, there you go.
But I do the streaming Sunday Ticket, and I have Red Zone, obviously,
yeah.
too.
So, I mean, for me, I'm a Titans fan, so they, you know, they're on every local.
Week.
Yeah, so they're on, and I just have Red Zone besides that. I don't have the ticket.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. I mean, I don't like that it's delayed because if, I, you know, I'm a big Twitter user, so if I'm scrolling
right, you can't follow along. Yeah.
You know, sometimes it can be a little bit ahead and you got to be careful. But I think for the most part, it's worth it to do the streaming option. I like the streaming option, but that's obviously big news. But I'm in big favor of keeping everything as close to what it is now as possible. All right, when we come back, we'll do Dinner to Go and get out of here. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The brackets are here. The brackets are here. It's the 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis Area Honda Dealers Bracket Challenge. Get in at 92.9ESPN.com and win. That's $2,000 in local prizes from 92.9 FM ESPN to one local winner.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second-generation local agency, been owned and operated since 1981. It is the home of the Erie Rate Lock. That is a way to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. Each year you don't have an accident, your deductible drops by $100. Your first accident is forgiven. Lower than normal rates are available right now, so take advantage of that. There are two locations in the Memphis area. One is out in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other one is in Covington on Highway 51, and you can reach them 901-867-SAVE. That's 867-7283. You live in Tennessee, Elizabeth can help you. You live in Mississippi, she can help you. She is a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. So if you want to support a business that supports the University of Memphis Athletic Department, especially in these tough times, if you want to support a company that supports the University of Memphis, that's Elizabeth Rook Insurance. 901-867-7283. 867-7283 on the web, rookinsurance.com.
Are you shopping for a new watch, an engagement ring, any kind of jewelry at all? What's up, Memphis? This is Jaren Jackson Jr. from the Grizzlies, encouraging you all to shop where I shop, Platinum Jewelers here in Memphis. Platinum Jewelers has a big selection of earrings, stockable rings, luxury watches, necklaces, bracelets, really whatever you need. They do custom jewelry and have two locations in the area. One is 545 Perkins Extended in East Memphis. The other is 9387 Poplar next to Fresh Market in Germantown. So if you need anything jewelry related, go to my spot, Platinum Jewelers.
March's biggest tournament is finally here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. Pick one of many select college basketball underdogs for your shot at winning $256. All it takes is a $4 bet. Don't worry if college basketball isn't for you. DraftKings Sportsbook offers great odds and promotions on golf, hockey, and so much more. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code WMFS when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code WMFS. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist, and the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients, and needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and they're offering Zoom teeth whitening specials with free consultations. So if you're unhappy with your smile, the color of your teeth just isn't quite right, let the Smile Center fix that for you. Appointments are available right now. You can schedule one by calling 901-309-1333. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. That's the Smile Center on the web, Smile Center Memphis.
National contest data message rate supply. The Parlay Payday. Powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better better. Download the BetQL app today. 11K a day.
Hey, you still got about 5 minutes here to enter this hour's code word. It's CAR, C-A-R. Text CAR, C-A-R, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Again, text CAR, C-A-R, to the number 72881 for your chance to win a grand right now with 92.9. Got another keyword coming up tomorrow morning. It's 7 a.m., but right now you still got about 5 minutes. Text that word CAR, C-A-R, to 72881 for your chance to win a grand. Good luck.
Their unmistakable music, their unforgettable hits. Foreigner is back.
You're as cold as ice.
The greatest hits of Foreigner.
It feels like the
Saturday, November 6th, Landers Center.
When I'm hot-blooded.
Their music changed the rock and roll landscape forever. Foreigner.
For a girl like you.
Reserve seats on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. VIP packages available at ForeignerOnline.com. Produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
When you place a wager with William Hill Sportsbook, every sports moment becomes even more interesting. And we have a special offer to help you bet on all your favorite sports, risk-free. Download the William Hill mobile app, and when you sign up, you can get started with a risk-free bet of up to $2,021. Use promo code RADIORF. Must be present in Tennessee. Terms and conditions apply. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Let's make it interesting with William Hill Sportsbook.
The Jeep Celebration and Ram Truck Month is on at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on the Pike, and it's time to get your adventure on. 2021 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo ready to ride. $27,990 or $369 a month. Power up in 2021 Dodge Charger XST. $26,990 or $356 a month. And get serious performance with 2021 Ram 1500 Quad Cab 4x2 Tradesman. Over $8,500 off MSRP or $355 a month. And leave boring behind in your 2021 Fiat 500 X-Pop. $20,990. $90 or $264 a month. So drive past the rest and come to the best Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat. 1901 Country Pike or shop online. GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Finance through Chrysler, all 3,500 cash down, 75 months at 4.11 APR. Cherokee MC 546501, MSRP 36110. Charger MH515408, MSRP 32860, 1500, MS500496, MSRP 35545, POP, MP887786, MSRP 26830. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax on a license with approved credit. CD for complete details.
Offer guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Back for the final time today, Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN. Big thanks to Gary for joining us in the first hour. Jeff for joining us this hour. Let's do Dinner to Go and get out of here.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
We learned that if any of these first four teams is to make it a few different rounds, Gary believes that it would be the Michigan State Spartans because of who they beat this year. But the NCAA tournament is underway, and we already have a close game. Texas Southern and Mount St. Mary's are in a two-point game with under 3 minutes to go. So welcome to March, baby. March Madness is here. We'll keep an eye on all four of these games. I'm sure we'll talk about them tomorrow.
What's the biggest game tonight?
We'll go with the biggest of the first four games. UCLA versus Michigan State on TBS. Going to be about a 9 o'clock tip-off, it looks like. It's Michigan State -2 right now. We both like the Bruins tonight, don't we?
Yeah, Gary likes Michigan State. I got to go against him. I think I like UCLA.
UCLA.
Give me the points, though.
All right, UCLA +2. Let's go.
What should I watch on TV?
Your other first four games, Appalachian State taking on Norfolk State. That's going to be at 7:40 on True TV. Appalachian State is a 3.5-point favorite. I like the Appalachian State Mountaineers. No,
give me
what's Appalachian
State? Yeah,
they're
the Mountaineers.
Are they? Are we sure about that?
Yeah, they're Mountaineers.
Okay,
I'm sure.
And then we've also got Drake versus Wichita State. That's on TBS right now.
That's playing. Wichita State's up 14-6. Give me the Shockers and give me Norfolk State.
Okay.
Underdog today. Big underdog guy today.
I like it. Also, NBA tonight, Jazz versus Wizards about to tip off on NBA TV, followed by Hornets at Lakers tonight.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, go check out my newsletter that I mentioned earlier today, which talks about Ja Morant's phone call celebration. Also, you can go read the story from last night if you want to reminisce on Ja's game winner and D'Anthony Melton's big game. That was a really fun one, and I'll be covering the game tomorrow night, so make sure you go check out that game coverage as well.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
I will be back in studio tomorrow. Gary is still in New York, but we'll have a whole day of NCAA tournament games.
Yeah.
We've got a Grizzlies game at night against the Warriors, so it should be a fun day tomorrow. Until then, I'll see you for Bennett and for Drew.
Thank you.
Memphis Sports in the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 p.m. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, live on the Radio.com app.
Let me tell you about FanDuel. Add a little excitement to your sports watching experience by betting on all the action. FanDuel Sportsbook. There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. It's because they're for hours. FanDuel is where I play. And if you're wondering why, it's, again, because it's easy to use. They make fast withdrawals, odds boosts, and specials every single day. And right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Just place your first bet on anything, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 in site credit if you don't win. If you win, keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. It's a deal too good to pass up. If you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Go do it. It's an official partner of Radio.com and 92.9 FM ESPN. Go download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. And when you sign up, use promo code Gary. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Gary. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
As physicians, we know that what we do now will affect the future for us all.
The COVID-19 vaccine is now available. It's safe and very effective.
But we still need to continue to mask up, socially distance, and get tested.
Getting vaccinated will help us all get back to some semblance of normalcy.
Let's get vaccinated and tell your friends and family to do the same.
Memphis and Shelby County, get vaccinated. It's our best shot. Brought to you by the Memphis and Shelby County COVID-19 Joint Task Force and the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee Foundation.
Don't miss 20 seasons of Grizzlies basketball in Memphis. Limited single game tickets for the second half games are on sale now. Get great seats at great prices to see your next-gen Grizz host Steph Curry and the Warriors, Zion Williamson and the Pelicans, and